Well, good morning. It's 10:48 a.m. Saturday, February the 4th, 2017. I asked for it, I got it. I think I made a post yesterday, the day before, about it's really been nasty out. We had an ice storm. It was enough to coat all of the sidewalks, all of the streets, with just enough ice to make walking, even driving, treacherous. Now, the streets warmed up, but the sidewalks didn't. Not immediately, because the temperature stayed in the 20s. And so, while the streets had cars driving on the morning warming, the overcast kept the sun from really getting down here. Now, I realize that the clouds don't stop all of the radiation, but it stopped enough of it that it just did not clear. My driveway still had snow on it last night. It doesn't this morning, or at least it doesn't right now, because it's middle 50s, climbing up to 60. It feels like a spring day. The wind is blowing like it was April. The water is running in the gutters on the sidewalks. There are still places in the sidewalk that are covered with snow. Not a lot of snow, but snow. There are still places on the sidewalk where there is actually ice, generally under pools of water at this point. But today's the first day it's been above freezing. And apparently it's been above freezing for a while because sidewalks are wet, but eminently passable. I slept in this morning, so I didn't get up until nearly 8. I've had breakfast. I've had some coffee. So I had no excuse. I had to come up. I had to get out. I had to get walking because I have to get back in the groove. That's the thing about depression. It's the thing about ADHD. Is that you can't stay in the groove. And so what I need to do, I can't stay in the groove. What I need to do is to be aware that I'm not going to stay in the groove. And to have structures in place, to have support systems in place to get me back in the groove. Yes, I know it's boring. Get back in the groove. Yes, I know it's 40 minutes that you can't be playing a game. Get back in the groove. I had 3 days where I have no idea what I did. None. Zip. Zilch, nada. I have no idea what I did. I did work. I have done some writer work. It wasn't work on fire, which is problematic, but it was writer work. So small steps, small pieces. I had a blog post due for Second Friday for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. I wrote that. Mostly I wrote about, I took a post that I had on in my collection of Google Plus. Basically transposed it for the blog. And talk about disruption and how Amazon is not disrupting publishing. And I'm using the technical term of disruption, not the colloquial term. Colloquial meaning of disruption. And that has to do with customers and writers are not customers of publishers. Publishers are not. Publishers are in a certain sense customers of writers, and they're certainly not underserved because there's plenty of writers. There's plenty of agents. Agents are customers of writers. There's plenty of agents who get way more than they need. And if you listen to it, they're not getting what they want. They're just getting more and more and more of the same stuff they don't want to see. I wrote a review for Friday, and now I don't even remember what the book was. Might have been the SFR, might have been a science fiction romance. Oh, which reminds me, I need to do one for Monday, and I think I'm going to do Michelle Diner's first book. It was really good. It was also sort of semi, a little bit SFR. I do like SFR. It blends two of the genres that I like a lot. Romance, because I don't understand how it works. And science fiction, and I'm not sure, if I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure I understand how science fiction works. There's an article floating about the definition of science fiction and how it's evolved over the years, and it's written by somebody famous, James Blish. Maybe, I don't know, I don't remember. I read the article, it's okay, fine. And the problem is that the defining science fiction is sort of, it's sort of a problem. There's sort of an issue. There's a certain sense of I know it when I see it. But then we get into purists who want to say, well, no, this isn't science fiction because it's missing this piece, or it doesn't have that thing, or I have an F-bomb for those people. That's like the folks who don't think that that Ishmael Wong, the Golden Age, is not space opera because it doesn't have war. Sorry, not going there. That's not my definition of space opera. And if that's yours, then that's fine. And then for you, my books are not space opera. I don't care. Not to put too fine a point on it, but I don't care if you think my books are space opera or not. They're certainly not military science fiction. They're certainly not alien first contact. They're not time travel. They're not, in a certain sense, they're not even an action adventure, although I do use that as a keyword. Because it is an adventure, even if it's not an action adventure. There's not a category for literary science fiction, and if there were, I wouldn't sell any books, so if I listed there, it wouldn't matter. So 2 weeks from today, the 18th, I'll be down somewhere near Denver doing a masterclass on science fiction. So I suppose what I'm doing is pre-planning my presentation for them. I'm basically going to do the same presentation I did for GenreCon a couple years ago over in Colorado Springs, over in Golden, the place where we had a fire alarm in the last half hour of the session. The laundry caught fire. It was literally, the place was on fire. Fireball. So this is apparently the first day I've walked in February, because the last one I show is the 30th of January, which is kind of too bad, because I missed Imbolc. I missed Groundhog Day. There's a certain sense where these walks are every morning my Groundhog Day. comes my friend. Are we going to trade sides here? No, we're going to stay on the sides of the rock. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Big excitement. Big excitement. Yeah. I'm on the post. The dog was very excited. I don't know if the dog's been cooped up all this time or not, but... So anyway, the other thing I've been thinking about is what I'm going to do for Colorado Gold. I've got a couple of ideas. I need to think about it. There's a push on for me to redo the Amazon field guide to Amazon to give it more time, to give it 2 hours instead of one. That's interesting. They put up the taller fence. They didn't take down the old fence. They just put taller fence on the brackets. They apparently took down pieces. It's interesting. It was an interesting adaptation of serving a need. I like it. I like it a lot, actually. They got some used sections of fencing, clearly older, weathered board fencing, and they just took down the old short palings and put the new ones up. Gotta love it. Be interesting to see how the shorter posts stand up to the leverage of the taller fence. So anyway, yeah, thinking about science fiction, thinking about the work in progress. I went back through, I did spend some time. It's not like I ignored it. I did spend some time with it. And what I discovered was that I was falling into the same trap in the rewrite. Luckily, I didn't have as much of it to do away with. What I did was I just sort of marked it, pushed it down the page, and then stepped in again at the point where I seem to be having the most trouble. And it's still at the point where Pippa's been kidnapped, and what is Ishmael going to do about it? There's lots of stuff that I'm not doing. I read a book in the hiatus here. I read a book that was just horrible. The repetition of words and phrases in subsequent paragraphs. So you'd read a phrase in one paragraph, and then you'd read the same phrase in the next paragraph, and then maybe the same phrase in the third paragraph. And at least once I saw it in the fourth paragraph, same phrase. Same common words. You're going to see a lot of "thes." Freedom of action, freedom of movement, that phrase you're not going to see on a regular basis. It's not a phrase that normally you would see 4 paragraphs, 5 paragraphs, even 2 paragraphs in a row in conversation, in narrative. It's distracting. And yeah, I got to the end of the book, and I cursed this book from the first page. I cursed it, I read through till the sample was over, and I bought the book. And I read it to the end, I cursed it from the beginning to the end, and then I was disappointed when the sequel wasn't out. I don't understand this. I don't quite get it. I guess it underscores something that I do get, and that's that a good story can trump a poor execution. Now, it would have been a lot better if the execution had been better, But it was good enough that I was looking for the sequel. Crappy cover, horrible editing. But the story engaged me. The characters engaged me. The setup was delicious. The setup for the story, the legends, the background. Those were wonderful. The actual execution, the angels and demons and crystals and the New Agey pop paganism. That there were places where it was layered on a little thick. A little thick. But if you assume, if you grant the conceit that these pop neo-pagan ideas have power, that crystals have power, that crystals can store power and release them, that meditation allows you to get in touch with a higher plane or allows a lower plane to impinge upon you. That there are in fact these sort of psychic spiritual planes above and below human Euclidean, even non-Euclidean space. Then yeah, I suppose if you grant the conceit, if you grant the basis of the magical system, then having it operate, and I'll give the author credit, it operated consistently, and it operated within its own rules. So I couldn't really complain about that. I enjoyed the story, right? It was a romance. Paranormal romance. There was a certain amount of hanky-panky that was, as nearly as I could tell, largely gratuitous, but okay, fine. But I liked it. Mikey liked it. So here I am out here in the breeze, trudging down the last few steps to home, headed for the back gate, in a windbreaker sweatshirt, no long johns, no gloves, no extra hoods. I feel practically naked out here. Compared to what I've been the last month or so. It's kind of silly. Good morning. This is February 4th, and it's beautiful, sunny. Probably gonna make it to 60-ish day. Yeah. Amazing. So I get in under the breeze, and here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.